It's time once again to Ask Dr. Science. So let's ask Dr. Science.
That's me.
Remember, he knows more than you do.
That's right.
Shane Erickson from Long Beach, California writes, Dear Dr. Science, why do people have collections of stuffed animals in the back window of their cars?
You might remember a few years back when St. Christopher was decanonized by the Catholic Church. Statues of the likable big lug carrying the divine baby on his back were confiscated in the dead of night by papal authorities. Even today, many drivers complain their cars feel empty, as if they were missing a friendly companion. Well, one day, a Latin American Jesuit, Father Juan Valdez, proposed canonizing a mixture of cats and dogs and cute little panda bears to fill the sacramental void. The idea took hold immediately. In Ireland, where St. Patrick suffered similar treatment, they solved that problem by putting little pictures of Elvis and JFK everywhere. Whatever works.
Thank you, Dr. Science. He knows more than you do.
That's right.
Mary Beth Norris from Lafayette, Indiana writes, Dear Dr. Science, if I can fax a document across the world, why can't I fax a parcel, or even myself?
You can, but it really, really hurts. You must also have a dedicated phone line to fax a living object and still have it be alive at the other end. I have a fiber optic cable about 3 feet in diameter, and after once testing the system by faxing myself around the globe 10 times, I suffered only minor fax lag. But when I think of all the money I save in plane fares, the discomfort's well worth it. The real pain comes when you're first sucked into the system. You know that annoying warbling tone that happens at the start of a fax? Well, that's the sound of the fax chompers, reducing the document to bits and bytes of information. Fortunately, that only takes less than a minute, even for a 300-pounder such as myself. Yeah, it's at times like that that I mentally go through the tables of natural logarithms, just to distract myself. That and plenty of ibuprofen make it bearable.
Thank you, Dr. Science.
More than you do.
That's right.
Farley Moffat from Chillicothe, Missouri writes, Dear Dr. Science, have you ever met George Bush?
Just once in Paris. I think it was the fall of 80. October, if I recall correctly. We were having dinner with some Iranian businessmen. I can't remember what we discussed at dinner. George was running for vice president then, a position now held by Dan Quayle, NASA's head cheerleader. I was there to give George some technical advice on radioactive decay rates or some such nonsense. And every time I tried to get his attention, he would propose a toast to the eternal friendship between our two countries. He laughed, the Iranians frowned, and I mumbled something about the half-life of plutonium. I had veal scallopini, which was very, very good. Of course, it should have been at those prices.
Thank you, Dr. Science. Send your science questions to Ask Dr. Science. Remember, he's not a real doctor.
I have a master's degree.